Greetings, Charles County. Today is Friday, May 14th. My name is Jen Harris, and I am the Chief of Media Services for Charles County Government and your local public information officer during the COVID-19 pandemic. On Wednesday, Governor Larry Hogan announced that effective Saturday, May 15th, he would be lifting all restrictions except wearing masks indoors. Additionally, that same day, the Pfizer vaccine was approved for youth ages 12 through 15, opening up vaccine eligibility for adolescents throughout Maryland, more than 455,000 of them. Here in Charles County, we are working hard on the effort to leave no arm behind and reach anyone who has not yet been vaccinated but would like to be. We are here to answer the latest questions on all the news related to the COVID-19 pandemic, and I am joined by Dr. Diana E. Abney, our health officer for Charles County, who is going to share the latest updates. Welcome, Dr. Abney, back to the podcast.
Hi, Jen. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here today.
Let's get started by talking about our current progress with vaccinations here in Charles County. What have we accomplished so far, and what do people need to know and do at this point, Dr. Abney?
So, Jen, the first thing I want to say that people need to know and do is they need to know that the vaccines are safe and that they are effective, and that, as I've said before, they should get a vaccine anytime it is offered. And every place that they have to that we have that offers vaccines basically offers no appointment necessary. Most places you can walk in that day and get a vaccine. So let's talk a little bit about where we are. If you look at 16 and older, because up until the 12th, 16 and older were the only people who could get vaccinated. So if you look at the metrics that we look at, which is at least one first dose, at least one dose, or fully vaccinated, and that's what I'm going to talk about. So for 16 and older who have had at least one dose, we're at 51.5% of the 16 and older people in the county have had at least one dose. For fully vaccinated, that number is 39%. That's not quite where we want to be. As you know, when people talk about herd immunity, we're talking about greater than 70%, and the higher we get in that is better. And I think what we remember that the governor said is that he wanted us to be over 70% before he did any more relaxation of things that we can, or getting us back to things we're used to doing, getting us back to normal. But when we look at our 65 or greater, we see something that looks much, much better. And part of that, I think, is because we started with them. And then I think maybe the other part of it is because they were ones that had the worst outcomes in some cases, that part of our population took this very seriously. So when we look at 65 and older, for people who've had at least one dose, we're at 82.2%. And I think that is awesome. And for people who are fully vaccinated, who are 65 and older, we're at 73.5%. So only about 17.8% of our seniors 65 and older are unvaccinated. I would love it if I could say that about the entire population. So those of you who are 16 and older, you have a little bit of work to do. You need to get out there and get vaccinated. There are many places in the county you can get vaccinated. So just look on our website or go to the state's website and you'll find all the places that you can get vaccinated. And remember, you don't have to have an appointment for most of them.
Thank you, Dr. Abney. That's really good news about our oldest and most vulnerable populations. And again, let's listen to Dr. Abney's advice here. If you have not had the opportunity to go out and get vaccinated yet, and you're age 16 or older, please get out today and do that. Now, the announcement that youth ages 12 to 15 are now eligible for the Pfizer vaccine was also welcome news for many parents. Dr. Abney, you are a pediatrician by profession. What do parents need to know about this vaccine and whether their child should get it?
Jen, you're right. I am a pediatrician, so these are basically my people that we're talking about when we talk about 12 and older. So just like our parents know about our other vaccines, these vaccines are not only safe, but they are important to keeping their children healthy. They are also important to making it more comfortable or making our parents more comfortable for having their children fully back in school come next year. So what parents need to do is just like everyone else. They need to get a vaccine for their children as soon as possible.
Okay.
The vaccines are also already available in some places. And I happen to know that a couple of people have, several people have already gotten them at the Regency Stadium. They are doing Pfizer now. And in fact, one of my personal patients' parent told me that she had an appointment yesterday to get her son vaccinated. The health department is going to be working in conjunction with the school system and will be giving vaccinations starting next Wednesday. We'll be doing them at 4 of the high schools, and those have not been nailed down, but they should be nailed down by later today, and hopefully they'll be up and the appointment schedule will be there. Now, we are asking people to make appointments for those because we'd like to know how many Pfizer vaccines to bring, because Pfizer vaccine needs to be mixed, and we don't want to, like anything, waste any doses. And we can't put it back in the refrigerator or anything after it's been thawed. We will still take walk-ins, but we'd like to have an idea of how many people we're needing to expect. But you can get some right now, if you're 12 and older, at the Regency Stadium and at some of the pharmacies. And then starting next week on Wednesdays, and then probably starting the following week, also on Wednesdays and Saturdays, you'll be able to get it through the health department and through one of our partners that we'll be working with, which is the Safeway Regional Office.
That's truly fantastic news for so many parents who've been wanting to get their children vaccinated and waiting for that news. And certainly, we all want our children back in school full-time in the fall. So this is giving us some good hope for the future about where we will be by September. Governor Hogan is lifting all restrictions except wearing masks indoors and has said he will do that when we reach 70% of adults receiving at least one dose. He mentioned that we're at 65.4% statewide for those ages 18 and older who've had at least one dose. But as Dr. Abney pointed out, we have a little bit more work to do here in Charles County to get to that threshold. The other piece of somewhat welcome but confusing news is that yesterday the CDC just released new guidance that says all individuals who are fully vaccinated can stop wearing masks both indoors and outdoors. Now, we are not going to proceed to that level here in the state of Maryland just yet. The governor has said he will keep the indoor masking requirement until we get to 70%. What does that mean for us here locally, and what do you want people to know about this shift, Dr. Abney?
Well, what I want you to know is that when the CDC said that you can not wear masks inside if you are fully vaccinated, they also further said that you should follow your local advice. So we should, as you just said, follow the advice that the governor gave us. We should still continue to mask according to the recommendations that the governor has set for the state of Maryland. That means we should wear our masks inside and on transportation and in other places where we're apt to be very close to people or in crowded situations. So right now, we need to keep doing what we're doing as far as inside is concerned. If you're looking to get to the point that indoor masks are not required, keyword there is required, then getting vaccinated is going to be what'll get us there. So, I'm going to say again, search out and find a place where you can get vaccinated. But do realize that regardless of what the governor says or what CDC says, it is perfectly okay for someone who feels more comfortable wearing a mask to wear a mask indoors, even if you are allowed not to, because some people are just not ready to let go of wearing a mask. They feel more comfortable. It may be because they have health conditions that put them more at risk if they get sick with COVID. It may be because they're just not comfortable yet, and that's okay. You can still consider yourself empowered to wear your mask inside, even after those rules have been lifted.
Thank you for being so sensitive to all angles of this, Dr. Abney. I know for a lot of people, after living through the trauma of this pandemic over the past year, they are simply quite not ready to give up that mask. And we've seen the results of masking being very effective in preventing spread not only of this virus, but of the flu during our annual flu season. So appreciate you sharing that information. And again, the three W's always apply. Wear your mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands. That's three pieces of advice we've been repeating all the time during the past year, and it's never a bad idea to follow those instructions. I want to end today by just letting you share finally with us, for those who have not been vaccinated yet, Dr. Abney, what would you want them to know that we haven't already talked about in this podcast before? What's really important for them to understand about the value of getting vaccinated if they've not sought it out?
If you've not sought out a vaccine, what I really want you to understand, and actually we probably have said this because we've talked a lot about this and other podcasts. What I really want you to understand is that this vaccine is safe. You should not listen to the urban myths or the internet rumors. You should look at the facts. You should look to the science. You should look at the CDC's website. You should look at things like the AAP. You should talk to your doctor, your own medical provider, so that you can be comfortable with it. I'm going to just dispel a couple of those myths right now. This vaccine does not change your DNA. It does not get in the nucleus of your cell. This vaccine does not cause you to develop COVID-19. It does not have live virus in it, so it cannot give you COVID-19. It protects you against it. This vaccine, actually, most important thing, is that it protects you against severe illness, hospitalization, and ultimately against death. You cannot shed the virus if you get this vaccine because you're not getting any of the virus itself. You're not getting live virus, any type of virus. Therefore, you cannot shed the virus. So those are some of the big things that we hear people worrying about. Those are things you do not have to worry about. Those won't happen to you. The other thing I will tell you is, because some people say to me, well, Dr. Abney, I'm so worried that I might get the vaccine and die from the vaccine. What I would tell you is follow the math. Follow the math. Millions of people across the world have died from COVID-19. The vaccine protects you from COVID-19. Do the math. You are much safer getting the vaccine than you are risking getting COVID-19. If you keep those things in mind, and if you seek out advice from people that you trust, and not just read what's on the internet or what the person down the street heard from the person who lives somewhere else who's got it from another person, then you'll start to be able to make your own decision and be able to say, I think I'm going to do what my doctor, what my CDC, what my government, what my state, what my health officer would like me to do, and get this vaccine so that I can protect myself, my family, and my community.
I think that's a great place to end today. That's all the news we have. Thank you, Dr. Abney, for your time. I know it's precious these days. We urge our community to stay informed with facts from credible sources like the CDC, the Maryland Department of Health, and the Charles County Health Department. If you have not yet been vaccinated, visit covidvax.maryland.gov. Call 1-855-MD-GO-VAX if you need assistance. And remember, Regency Furniture Stadium continues to operate as a mass vaccination site and offers vaccinations to any eligible resident. No appointment is necessary. The site is open Sunday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The health department is continuing its clinics all over the county. You can pre-register locally to obtain an appointment by visiting charlescountycovid.org or calling 301-609-6717 for assistance. But as Dr. Abney said, in all cases, no appointment right now is needed. You can walk up wherever a local clinic is held or into your local pharmacy and come out with your free vaccine today. Visit the website, charlescountymd.gov. If you want any other information related to COVID-19, we can direct you there, or anything else that our local government provides in programs and services. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to the county's e-news. Sign up for our text and email alerts through the citizen notification system. Watch CCGTV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Channel 10. Please subscribe to this podcast, Charles County Government Unscripted, on your favorite podcast platform, or subscribe on our YouTube channel where you currently receive these regular updates. We want to remind you, as always, wear your mask, watch your distance, wash your hands, and go get vaccinated if you have not. We continue to make progress, and we want to keep it that way. Thank you so much for listening today.